The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
I read the book of King Solomon, the book of 2 Chronicles, not the book of King Solomon, the book of 2 Chronicles. I'm reading verse 8, chapter 8. And I read from verse 10. The Bible says, "And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bear rule over the people." He had the gift of men. Now I was still wondering how, and God showed me another place. 1 Kings chapter 3. We are going to pray. 1 Kings chapter 3. And I'll read verse 7 and 8. Media, if you can help me, if you are there before me, that'll be good. First King, "And now the Lord, oh my God, has made thy servant." No, that's not the place. It's still in First King chapter 3. I'm going to read down more. First King. There's a place where the Bible talks about the men that bear victories for King David. I think 1 Kings chapter 4. Yes, 1 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. "So King David was king over all Israel, and these were the princes, and the Lord listed them." And when you go to verse 7, 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 7, the Bible says, "And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Each man his month in a year made provision." And the Bible went on to list all these men up to verse 19. And the Bible made it clear that these men made daily provisions so much that the king, despite all the servants, they provided for everything. The Bible also said that there is nothing that the king wants that these men don't provide for him. Aside the wisdom of King Solomon, he enjoyed the help of men. He had the gift of men. We're going to be praying tonight. This year is my year of increase. I need men and women that will come to my help. I need people that will help build that which God wants to build for me. I need people that will help bring the increase that God wants to bring for me. Can we lift up our voices as we pray this evening and ask for help? Help of man, help of God, help of man, help of God. Brethren, you need help. I need help. I want us to pray. Help in ministry. Help in ministry. 12 officers, 250 officers, 12 making provision. This man had so much servant, so much that when Queen Sheba came, Queen Sheba said, everybody is eating so much. Everybody has so much. None lack anything. Provided for, not by the king himself, but by men that God has put in place to help him. Lift up your voice as we pray tonight, that God will give me men. I need men that will help in my assignment. I need men and women that will help in the task that you have given to me, that will help in the increase, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty and glorious name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Tonight is day 3 and we have come to say thank you. For day 1 we say thank you. For day 2 we say thank you. For bringing us to day 3, we say thank you. To you be all the glory. This evening, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will breathe upon your word and you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice, on ground, online, in the name of Jesus. No one will come and go back the same. Everyone will encounter the power for supernatural increase in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Jam your hands together. Hallelujah.
Turn to your neighbor, say, my increase is on the way. The choir sang, my goodness is on the way. I want you to say to your neighbor, say, my increase is on the way. You may please have your seat. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Indeed, this year shall be your year of increase on every side in the name of Jesus. We thank God for his grace and his goodness to us and for bringing us to day three of this special program. And I know that the Lord God Almighty will bless you in Jesus' name. Can we appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Father, we thank you. To you be all the glory. I want us to join me as I appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Papa, we pray that the Lord will bless you and increase his grace and wisdom upon your life in Jesus' name. I also appreciate Mama. God bless you, Ma'am. The Lord will increase you more and more in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to have people like Papa and Mama shepherding us with a selfless heart. I pray that the Lord will bless you greatly in Jesus' name. The topic before us tonight is supernatural increase via diligence. We started by supernatural increase by the power of prayer. How many of us were here the day one? Prayer. And day two, the word. And tonight we are looking at diligence. Every move of man, every move of God to make a man great, every plan of God to make a man great runs on the vehicle of the diligence of that man. When God wants to make you great, the vehicle that will carry you to that greatness, that vehicle's name or brand name of that vehicle, you know we have several vehicles. One of the brand names of the vehicle that will take you to the place of supernatural increase is called diligence. When God bless man, the key component for the fulfillment of that blessing is diligence. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, from verse 27, 28 down, where God said, so God created man in his own image. He created them male and female. And the Lord blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Now, if you take each of these key blessings, be fruitful. To be fruitful, you have to be diligent. To multiply, you have to be diligent. To replenish, you have to be diligent. To subdue, you have to be diligent. And to have dominion, you have to be diligent. So the key component of the fulfillment of this prophecy, of this blessing, is diligence. Diligence is the workshop or the birthplace of increase and excellence. Until the spirit of diligence come upon a man, the man will continue to play. You know, there's a common phrase, they play. The man will just be there. He will just be doing what? He will just be playing. Increase never come into reality without the cycle of diligence. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 6 downward. He said, go to the hand, thou sluggard. Consider the ways. Consider our ways. And be wise. We shall have no guide, or overseer, or ruler. But provided our meat in the summer and gathered our food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to sleep. The soul shall thy poverty come upon you as one that travaileth, and thy want as an harmed man. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So quickly, without taking much of our time, what is diligence? I know we've been hearing the word diligence, diligence. I'll first start by reading one or two dictionary meaning. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says, diligence is to be studied. He said it's to be earnest, energetic effort, devoted and painstaking work, an application of the work and assignment to accomplish an undertaking or a task. Application of your work, pain, undertaking work to the accomplishment of an undertaking or a task. Number two, what is diligence? Now let's come back. What is diligent? This is the ability to do all it takes for the accomplishment of set goals, tasks, and objectives. To do all it takes for speedy accomplishment of set goals, tasks, and objectives. Number three, diligence is what? To be consistent in doing things with utmost attentiveness. If you don't have a Bible or a note, please, you can borrow. This is going to be very deep tonight, and I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help us. To be consistent in doing things with utmost attentiveness. Papa, I've always made us to understand that you have to have high for details if you want to be excellent. Lastly, what is diligence? This one is given by the Holy Spirit. Lastly, diligence is the virtue that makes someone to steadfastly pursue one's assignment and God's given destiny with passion and labor while investing time and energy to complete your God-given assignment and destiny. Hallelujah. Virtue that makes someone to steadfastly pursue your God-given assignment and God-given destiny. And I want you to know, when you find your path into your God-given assignment, you will definitely increase. Because the Bible says, for the path of the just is like a shining light that shineth brighter and brighter. You know, when you are in a God-given assignment for your life, you will never have a better yesterday. The path of the just is like a what? Shining light. So it will be getting better and better and better. Why? Because you are in God's assignment. Important fact about diligence. Number one, diligence is the seed for productivity and increase. Every fruit of productivity comes from the seed of diligence. The book of Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5. The Bible says the thought of the diligent tend to plenteous. It tended to what? Plenteous. And the Bible is so specific. Look at that scripture media. Can we project it again? The Bible is so specific. He said the thought of the diligent tend only. He did not say part of it. He said the thing that the diligent does, if you read another version, said it will only bring what? Increase. As long as you are diligent, increase is sure. But anyone who is reckless will become poor. That is, you are carefree, you just do things anyhow, you are just not there. It will only lead to poverty. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. I want to tell you this, because people will tell you, as we go on, you will see this. I know somebody is saying in his or her heart that diligence that you are talking about, I know all about it, it's hard work. But these days, they say we should work smart. Because we have smart TV. We have smartphone. We have smart everything. Yes, it's good to work smart. But I want to tell you that smartness without labor or smartness without diligence will lead to fraud. When you are smart and there's no diligence, it's a scam. Hallelujah. A lot of people that we see on social media, celebrities and all those people, move close to them. Some of them work 16 hours per day. Some of them. I once had the opportunity of being close to a particular man who has 17 companies. 17. How many? As I then, I don't know how many now. That was many years ago. 1, 2, 3. 17 different establishments. The man work. When you say work, he is stupendously wealthy. Prosperous. I had the opportunity of spending some time in his house. By the time I'm still sleeping, 4 a.m. he's out for his morning exercise. By 5 a.m. he's back. By 6 a.m. he's already conducting meetings with people. And he has time. We will see it. Once your time is up, it will discharge you. One day he traveled. We were to have a meeting with him. He traveled. And we're waiting. He said, he's coming. Then he came very late, maybe around 10 p.m. thereabout. And I was like, this man will be tired, because I know the country he was flying in from. I said, this man will be tired. There's no meeting. Let me just... So I remove my clothes and say my prayer and jump on my bed. 11, midnight, 11 p.m. He sent his PA to call all of us. Said, we are having the meeting. I said, eh? We had the meeting till late into the night. So in the morning I felt, this man will not wake up. He will still sleep. I met him attending to people. He said, smartness, yes, very intelligent. There is no productivity that comes without diligence. No matter how smart you are, if you are not intelligent, if you are not diligent, nothing will happen. Your smartness will take you nowhere, except you want to become a 419. Number two important fact about diligence is that you can be hardworking. This one will surprise us. You can be hardworking and not diligent. But you can't be diligent and not hardworking. You can be hardworking and not diligent, but you can't be diligent and not hardworking. You know, there's this conception that when you are hardworking, you are diligent. Many believe this, but I want to tell you this is not totally true. Hard work and diligence are not the same, though they are connected. Diligence is not about just working hard, but it's also about being consistent and being persistent in what you are doing. A student can be hardworking. He goes to play basketball. Put his effort into the basketball. It's hardworking. To play basketball is a lot of work. But academically, he's not diligent. He doesn't know how to balance the school and the sport, which are both good. That's not diligence. Praise the Lord. So if you are hardworking, but you are not consistent, you are not persistent, your hard work is not diligent. You see, diligence is being consistent in that labor, being consistent in it. One of the things that I've learned from God's servant, our senior pastor, is the power of consistency. And let me tell you this, there's nothing like the grace of consistency. You walk it. Hello? You walk it. Many people are hardworking, but they are not diligent. Hardworking, but they are not diligent. They do this, do that, do this, do that, do that, but they are not focused. They are not diligent in one thing. So increase will be difficult. Number three. Number one is what? Important fact about diligence. Number one is what? Is the seed for productivity and increase. Number two. Can be hardworking and not diligent. But you can't be diligent and not what? Hardworking. Number three, diligence, see, is a choice, not a gift. It's a choice. You are not born with the gift of diligence. Diligence is a virtue that you cultivate. You learn it. The Bible says, that's why the Bible says, go to the ant to go and learn. If I say, go to Pastor Kenny, what will come to your mind? You learn what? Computer, engineering, coding. Hallelujah. If I say, go to so and so, what I'm telling you is go and learn something from that person. Now, if you are learning, let me say this, if you are learning from someone, until you learn the spirit of that person behind the work, you will not know the work. I don't know if you are getting it. Maybe I'm too deep. Let me say it again. I'm learning coding from Pastor Kenny. As I'm learning coding, I will think I know coding until I know the spirit behind the coding, the thing that is making Pastor Kenny to be an excellent coder. If I don't know it, if there's anything like a coder, if I don't know it, I'll just be learning. I'll be on the surface. I will not go deep. And you know, these things, nobody show it to people. Hello. He may not show you. He may just tell you, do this, do this, do this, do this. But there is something about it. Until you study and you are diligently following, close marking, like Elijah and Elijah, that is when you have what is called a transference of spirit. That is when you now say, yes, I got it. It comes from the place of diligence. Diligently pursuing. So it's not a gift. It's a choice. And it's a choice for you to... I know many people that have... I've sent some people some years back to Pastor Kelly to go and learn. Then coding has not become so powerful like this. Even this morning, myself and somebody were asking them, so what did you even learn that time? They did not learn anything. They just learned how to press computer and play games. Hallelujah. So somebody said, you can go back and learn. I said, there is no incentive. There is no motivation again. The motivation is gone. That's where the place of diligence comes. It's a choice. It's a choice. If you don't put yourself into it, you will not know it. And it's a choice, honestly. A lot of things I've learned from God's servant, I used to tell him. If I see him do something, and I know this thing is profitable, I will also do the same. Sometimes it's not convenient, but it's a choice. It's a choice. You have to be diligent to have the spirit that is in the place of diligence. And that spirit of diligence is coming upon someone here this evening in Jesus' name. Number three, number what now? Number four, diligence is a weapon. How many of us know that diligence is a weapon? God bless you, my brother. It's a weapon. It's a praise, it's a weapon. Prayer is a weapon. I'm glad to tell you that diligence is also a weapon. It's a weapon against failure. It's a weapon against poverty. It is a weapon against laziness. It is a weapon against procrastination, the robber of days and time. How many of us know that procrastination is a thief? Steals your time, steals your day. But you know the funniest thing? You are the owner of that thief. If you are a procrastinator, you are the owner. But it steals from you. But the weapon against it is a weapon called diligence. The moment you decide to be diligent about it, you see that you begin to excel. And you have victory over it. I used to suffer a lot from procrastination. Honestly. I'll just say, I'll do it. I'll read later. And you never read. So at the point, as a student, I wrote in all my notebook, do it now. Even when I got married, that thing was still following me. I suffered that thing. I will say, I'll do it. And you know, my wife is not like that. She's more of a proactive person. I always tell people that I'm glad for two people in my life, Papa and my wife. They were the one that killed that spirit in me. That spirit followed me until when I met Papa. My wife tried. So at the point, I would turn into a quarrel. When she started, she was in 10 months, 100 kilo a day. Stop it. Then she would keep going. Okay, you only want issue with me. I will still do it again. But I said, don't start. Just stay. I'll do it. Then I met Papa. If Papa tell you, I want this notebook. As he's saying it, the notebook should appear. Hello. So I learned it. I learned it. Now I have to learn it. To be diligent. In the place of getting things done. So that weapon was deployed.
And I was able to overcome procrastination. All of a sudden, I noticed that I wasn't procrastinating again. And increase started coming. Pa, 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 back to back. Increase. If you want to overcome laziness, if you notice that you are lazy, deploy the weapon of diligence. Honestly, you overcome laziness. Number five. Fact about diligence. Diligence makes responsibility acceptable. When you are given a responsibility, when you deploy diligence, the responsibility becomes acceptable. Responsibility is a sense of ownership and accountability for one's work or assignment. Responsibility is a sense of ownership and accountability for one's work and assignment. Acknowledging the outcome of every assignment as a direct reflection of your effort. That is what is called responsibility. So the outcome, don't blame the outcome on somebody. Don't say, because I don't have this, that is why this has... Honestly, if you are waiting to have everything in life for you to move forward in life, you will never move. Diligence makes this very easy. Non-diligent people don't accept responsibility. One of the ways to know people that are not diligent are people that don't accept responsibility. When you give them a task, they put the failure of that task on somebody. When a student writes exam and he has E or D, you say, they gave me D. True or true? We've all been there. They gave me D. But when he has A, say, I had A. In fact, not just A, A plus. I had A plus plus. How come when you have D, they gave you D? When you have A, I have A. It's diligence. Tells you to accept responsibility. You cannot tell me that a third class student and a first class student deploy the same diligence. It's not possible. They can't deploy the same diligence. If they deploy the same diligence, the result will be the same. Hallelujah. What do I do? Or what do I need to be diligent? What do I need to be diligent about? Are the things that I have to be diligent about. Number one, you have to be diligent with your destiny. God's servant, Papa, has taught us this severally. He has said severally that your destiny is your assignment on earth. And he has said, please don't play with your destiny. Severally. You see, no one will work your destiny for you. Your parents can't work it. Your pastors can't work it. Your lecturers can't work it. They can only guide you. But the work in it, you are the one that will do it. And it takes diligence. So you have to be diligent about your destiny. You have to be what? Diligent about your destiny. The Bible says, see a man diligent in what? In his what? In his business. He said he shall not stand before me, man. He did not say a man that doesn't understand his business or that is relying on his pastor or his brother or his sister. Proverbs 22:29. Put yourself into your life. Hello? Put yourself into your life. Your destiny is your assignment on earth. Deploy yourself into it. And can I tell you this good news? Every assignment that God has given you, he has encompassed you and loaded you with every resources to accomplish it. Honestly. You have what it takes. And the ones you don't have, he will deploy resources from others to help you to have it. Praise the Lord. Number two, what do I need to be diligent about? I need to be diligent with time. I need to be diligent with time. Time is your life. Papa has told us this also. Say, lifetime. You know, the day Papa taught us this thing, my eyes opened. Bah. Then I realized that I spent a considerable part of my life. Hallelujah. I was sitting there. When Papa said it, doors clear. Bah. I said, yes, lifetime. Part of my life, I spent some already. And can I tell you this? You can't recover the one you have spent. It's lifetime. The time is gone. You have to be diligent about your time. Don't let people waste your time. Don't let social media waste your time.
is good, except the social media is where you are making your money. Some people are making money from social media. That's okay. You are TikToking. As we are talking TikTok, somebody is talking in dollars into his account. You are talking away your time. Every time that is wasted is a portion of a life wasted. So be particular, be diligent with your time. Be consistent in the place of working your time. You see, the true cost of life is measured by time. So be diligent about it. Don't allow people to waste your time. Don't allow frivolities, things that doesn't add value to you. Don't let them take your time. Be diligent, be conscious. Consciously manage your time. Consciously be what? And you know, time management is hard work because there's so much distraction. That's why I said you can't be diligent and you will not be hardworking. How many of us know that time management is hard work? It takes a lot of discipline for you to. How many of us know that discipline is work? So it takes a lot of work. But as you build up yourself, you discover that the work becomes easy with the help of the Holy Spirit. Number three. What do I need to be diligent about? Be diligent in your work, in your vocation, in your career, in your academics. Be diligent in it. Be diligent in it. I've often said this. I read about my profession almost every day. I'm telling you. Almost every day, I read something new about my profession, my line of profession. Apart from the Bible. But my line, my core area, which is chemistry, I read a lot about it. If not every day, I read a lot. I read new things. I'm diligent in pursuing new innovations, new technology, new ideas, new molecules, new things. As a student, be diligent with your academics. Don't gallivant here and there. Be serious in your vocation. You are a stylist. Look for new styles that you can create that will make people happy, that will draw more people to you. Be diligent about it. Be innovative. Be creative. You want increase in your customer base. Read on how do I get increase in my customer base. A lot of time, in another business I'm involved in, my wife will ask me questions, and I will give an answer, and she'll be wondering, "What? How did you know this? How did you know this?" One day she asked me one, and I could not answer. She said, "You couldn't answer this one." And I was laughing. I said, "Don't worry, I'll get to you the answer." You know what I do? She runs the business. I research the business. She runs the business. So when I research something, I'll come and tell her, "You know what? I just read that this can be done." She said, "Yes." Then she'll go ahead and do it. An increase will come. On a consistent basis. How many of us know the way they barb hair now was not the way they used to barb hair 10 years ago? How many of us know that? You know why? Innovation. If you go to a barber and the barber is still using pakapaka, you won't stay. You will not stay. As a young lady, you go to somebody and they are using the kind of the one they used to part the hair for my mom. Long iron like this. Black. Anything, the person brings it out. You say, "What is this?" He said, "I'll use it to." You say, "Thank you. I'll come again." So you must develop your profession diligently. Seek for information. Build up yourself. Number four, be diligent with your spiritual life and your service to God. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water." You know what? If you are not diligent in the place of service, there can't be increase. And can I tell you this? There's a difference between a servant and a worker. Many of us are workers. Pray for the servanthood heart. The servant is diligent. The servant of so and so that pour water on the hand of so and so. The servant is someone that is submissive to the total, to the will of the master. Be diligent in your spiritual life. Many of us get diligent in our spiritual life when there's challenges. When there's challenges, we get active spiritually. Well, like now we are fasting. Many are not here. Not that they travel, they are in town. They are in town. They are not coming. I'm not saying it's bad for you to call your pastor to pray for you. I'm not saying it's bad. It's good. That's the work of the pastors. But sometimes you could have settled the issue long ago. So when the issue comes, the pastor needs just little anointing deployed. It is well with you. You see your miracle. But when you fail to build up yourself, say building up yourself in your most holy faith, so you have to diligently build up your spiritual life. You see, your diligence in the spiritual realm will reflect in the physical. You must not forget, faith without work is what? The work there is diligence. So you can say faith without diligence is what? Dead. So you must build up yourself, your spiritual life. Number five, where I will stop in this part, is be diligent in getting the right information for your increase. Many want increase. Many want to increase, but they won't read to get the right knowledge. You're about to get married. You didn't read any book on marriage. You didn't read any book on in-law. We have several books that have been written. Papa has written books on marriage. Mama has written 20 codes for marriage. Marriage and in-law. Several books have been written. You won't read. If I don't read, if you don't read, how do we... You see, information can be expensive. And information can also be cheap. It can be very costly. But it can also be very cheap. How many of us know information becomes costly when you don't get it on time? Hello? When you don't get it on time, it can be very costly. It can even cost a life. But when you have the right information, the right information may come very cheap. But it can save something very expensive from you losing something expensive. Somebody that has the right information on how to relate with in-law will not mess up with in-law that will lead to the breakdown of his marriage or her marriage. And that has saved the marriage. Somebody that has the right information about his assignment. When the boss gives him or her that assignment, he gets it done, the value increase. So get information, get knowledge. And the greatest book for knowledge is the Word of God. We had that yesterday. I was so blessed yesterday. Honestly, these days when I'm reading the Bible, it's as if I'm there when the thing is being written. Honestly, it comes so real. Put yourself into studying the Word of God. Don't just read. Recently, one of my kids posted, I saw it on his status, and I was very happy and I was glad. 2024, he put it there, he said he has read maybe 20, he read 20-something book or so. I discovered that he beat me last year. He actually beat me. So I responded back. I said, can we take up a challenge this year? They need to say yes, daddy. I said, okay. 45 books. I wanted to use it to scare him. The young man scared me. Is it 45, sir? Just 45. Let's start now. We'll add more. So he sent me the list of books he wanted me to buy. When I saw the list, my leg shook. I said, But I remembered that my father and the Lord has taught me that nothing should move us. So I decided to challenge him. I went to the bookshop. I went to go and get my own first three books. Because you write soon, I write my own. So I got my own first three. And I brought it to him. Then he saw one. When he saw, he said, I've read this one. Hallelujah. I said, yes, I've also read it, but I want to, because I didn't finish that time. And somebody took it away, so I want to read it again. So let's start. So I'm thinking and thinking what to do to beat him. And the Holy Spirit has given me, but I won't say it. Hallelujah. Information. Read books. Don't just sit down and be assuming the word will pass you. The word will not pass you in Jesus' name. Every inspiration comes from the place of deep meditation. Why do I need to be diligent? Quickly, my time is up already. Number one, in order to fulfill destiny and purpose on earth, I need to be diligent. I don't just want to be a matter. How many of us know matter? What is matter? Eh? M-A-T-T-E-R. That just occupies space. But I want to be someone that matter. I want to be a force to be reckoned with. I want to fulfill destiny. I want my purpose on earth to remain even after I've gone. Then I need to be diligent. Number two, in order for you to overcome failure, lack and want, you have to be diligent. Proverbs, American Standard Version, I'll read. It says, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. I'm reading American Standard Version. It says, poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. King James Version. He become a poor. That do what? Eh? I have a slack hand that is lazy. But the hand of the diligent does what? Make it rich. The Lord will make you rich in the name of Jesus. Number three, why do I need to be diligent? Diligence is required for dominion and increase. No one can rule in life without diligence. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. No one can rule in life without being diligent. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The hand of the diligent shall do what? Bear rule. But the slothful shall be under tribute. Do you know the meaning of to be under tribute? It's slaves that are under tribute. They pay tribute. You will not be a slave to destiny in Jesus' name. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. I will have dominion. Say it to yourself, say, I will have dominion. I will rule in life. I will increase on every side as I walk with diligence. Number four, without diligence, it is hard to please God. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. As to the Lord, not unto men, knowing that the Lord which ye serve received the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So if you can't please God, if you are not diligent, the Bible says, for without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. And the Bible also says that faith without work is what? Is dead. Connect all together. You will see that it is hard for you to please God if you are not diligent. Number five, it takes diligence for you to go and preach the gospel and to be consistent at it. And those are the things that pleases God. As you and I are fasting now, it takes diligence to fast. Temptation will come. People will fry things that you love. And you will see it. And they will even invite you. I be my JDN. Like my little girl, early this morning, she said, Daddy, let me have some small biscuit, then I will continue my fast. And the kind of biscuit she brought to me was the kind of biscuit I love. So I said, no problem. So I put the thing for her. And earlier, I think yesterday, she came with bread in the morning, and she said, I can't finish it, you can have it. Don't worry, just take it, but you will not tell Pastor Wally. Don't worry, just take it. Then I called her. I said, come here. When you are fasting, you are not fasting because of people. So I educate her. She said, okay, don't say that again. This is what. Then she said, okay. So this morning she still came with the biscuit that I love. I said, Daddy, you can have some. I said, we are fasting. She said, you continue the fast. So I have to educate her. I said, no, then you break your fast. You have break your fast. So if you break, you are break. If you are fasting, you are fasting. He said, okay, I'll fast tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So temptation will come. Be diligent to run away from it so that you can please the Lord. Number five, where I will stop. Diligence makes you valuable. Diligence makes you valuable. The Bible says, see thou at a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before any man. Proverbs 22:29. It makes you valuable. You will be valuable in Jesus' name. And can I tell you this? Every valuable person is a man that brings increase. Increase. As I conclude tonight, diligence is needed in every sphere of life. And it's one key that is needed, one ingredient that is needed for the soup of increase. Those that use sheer power to accomplish tasks labor much. But when you deploy the virtue of diligence, you achieve success and increase. You succeed in your goal and you will increase in the name of Jesus. If you're a student, you can make an A student out of yourself. If you're a business person, you can make a successful business person. If you're a career person, you can be the best employee, because diligence will increase your value. Shall we rise up on our feet? Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet and give God the glory for his goodness, for his faithfulness, and for his word. You become a man of diligence, a woman of diligence tonight as we pray in the name of Jesus. But just before we do that, all eyes bow, all eyes closed. You are here tonight. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you want to do so, so that the spirit of diligence can come upon you. Can you wave your hand to Jesus? All eyes bowed, all eyes closed. God bless you. If you are waving those hands, please wave it very well. All eyes bowed, all eyes closed. I don't have much time. You are online taking the same decision. God bless you. We'd like to hear from you. Please send us your testimony of salvation via the phone number display on the screen right now. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. From today, help me to remain with you. Forgive me all my sins and write my name in the book of life. As I live for you, help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, please walk up to the ushers with a card in your hand for a brief period of counseling. Just a few prayer points. Lift up your voice as we pray and say, Father, thank you for the blessings of your word that I've received tonight. Thank you for the blessings of your word. Thank you for the blessings of your word. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.